Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad you're with me. And you know who else is making time to talk to me today? Because I told him I miss him. Even though he's here, he doesn't always talk to me, Mr. Busy, Busy Man. And that would be Mr. Busy Disby. David Isby.
I've been called a lot worse. It's okay.
You know, it's funny. I mean, it almost looks like Disney when I do your email.
Yeah, Disby.
D-I-S-B-Y.
Yeah.
It almost looks like Disney, but it's Disby. As in David Isby, our on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcomber and wild man. So I'm glad you're hanging out with me a little more today.
Of course.
Things quieted down. You know what I heard this week for the second time that made me crazy? I remember a friend of mine, when her son was in college, went for spring break to Mexico and got hysterical and went to the front desk carrying on because there are giant cockroaches in his room. The other day, right. I'm listening to something on TV and this woman is talking about, oh, yes, she went to some Caribbean destination and they had cockroaches the size of her thumb. People, those are not cockroaches. Those are palmettos. You'll find them in any warm tropical destination, which includes Florida, by the way, and all the Caribbean islands. And any place you got a warm story going on, and they are the size of your thumb. Do you ever see them?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so here's what you do. Number one, put your shoes on the top shelf in the closet. Don't leave them on the floor. If you even if you have them in the top shelf in your closet, before you put on any shoes or any slippers, you turn them upside down, you shake them out. Because the last thing you want to do is put your foot in and go crunch on those suckers. It's awful. I lived in Miami for about 6 months when I was little. It's one of the first things you learn. You shake out your shoes before you put them on. I don't think they carry disease. I don't think they bite or hurt you. They're just big, ugly-looking things. And they truly are the size of your thumb.
What are they called again?
Palmettos.
Palmettos. Okay.
Yes, and they won't bother you. And by the way, they live there too. And they have a right to live there. You're the intruder, so be nice to them at least. But most places do a fairly serious job of insect spraying,
sure,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's rare when that happens, but it does happen because you may actually see lizards and iguanas as you walk around the paths. I mean, they live there, people. Don't walk under coconut trees because they live there too. And if somebody hasn't been pruning, it could fall off on your head. So, I mean, you just exercise a little caution and don't leave your brains at home. But it's nothing to get crazy about. It really bothered me when I listened to the story about the cockroaches. What else did I hear that really upset me? Oh, I heard that an advisory has been issued to the members of a particular group about an airline in the United States. And I read a story in the New York Times about it. I only read the first stories of them, and follow-ups, I haven't kept up with it. And there were mentions of particular people's names, and they were treated abruptly, rudely, put off the plane, whatever. One woman had a baby in her arms, and she was being hassled about where is the stroller going to go. And 1, 2, 3, they put her off the plane. And then there were some other stories and whatever. I wish to just make a very broad brush statement. There's a reason I fly JetBlue in the United States. There are United States carriers have evolved very differently over the last 20 years. There was a time when you flew with a major U.S. branded carrier, you got treated so well. They really were friendly skies. Not so much anymore.
Mm.
Not so much. So to our friends at the NAACP who put out an advisory about one of the airlines in the U.S., you know, there may truly be something more to the stories that have been brought to you, but I want to tell you, we get treated pretty rotten a lot of times, too. So I don't know if you should really be taking it personally. We should all be ganging up together to make airports and airlines the friendly, hospitable places that they used to be. We're going to go off and talk about things that are truly wonderful and hospitable. And we're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am so happy to have live on the line with us from County Mayo, Ireland, a very good friend who has become such a good friend over probably more than a decade now. Since the early opening of Mount Falcon Estate, which is its newest name. This is... You know, Alan, you've put me through a lot of hoops trying to keep up with your name. I mean, we have so many generations. We started with, I think, Mount Falcon Lodge, Mount Falcon Country House, Mount Falcon Country House and Spa, Mount Falcon Estate and Spa, Mount Falcon, just plain Mount Falcon. That's it. Nothing else. No embellishments, no adornments, just Mount Falcon. And the other day, I went online to see something about Mount Falcon once again, and there it was blaring in my face, Mount Falcon Estate. And I went, son of a gun, he's done it again. Do you stay up nights with this or what?
You make such a big issue. I laughed to myself, Stephanie. Just call it Mount Falcon. That'll suffice.
Really? No, but online it's Mount Falcon Estate. I'm waiting for Country House and Spa to come back. You know, I mean, there was a point there were so many names in the name, so many words in the name, I couldn't fit it on my worksheet. It's like, you know, it's like somebody with one of those long Eastern European names where the first name and the last name, or those train stations in Wales where the name of the train, the signage with the name of the train station exceeds the length of the platform of the where the train station is. I mean, it's like, what are you going for there? I have to tell you, though, every time we have been a guest at Mount Falcon, you know, Mark never wears the slippers that are provided in hotels. And I will sometimes wear them, and whether I wear them or I don't wear them, I will take my pair of slippers home with me. And most hotels will embroider the name of the place on it, which is kind of a nice memory of where you've been. The occasional hotel is foolish enough to invest the money in slippers and not invest the extra in the embroidery to put the name on. So I now have a pair of slippers in front of me that reminds me of absolutely nothing. And the whole idea is that you get home and, you know, I wake up in the morning, I slide into my Mount Falcon slippers that have a little royal blue falcon embroidered without any words. I mean, it's like... One day, I hope to mail you a letter, Alan, with only the picture of the Mount Falcon falcon on it, like someone did decades and decades and decades ago, sent a letter to the Playboy Mansion, and all they had on the envelope was a cutout of the Playboy bunny, the little, the digital-looking image, you know, the iconic image of the bunny, not a Playboy bunny, not a lady who's dressed up, but, you know, the little cartoony-looking bunny. They cut it out. They They taped it onto the front of an envelope, covering it completely so it wouldn't fall off or get wet. And they actually got that letter delivered to the Playboy Mansion because, you know, I just saw an ad. I was reading a magazine, and there was a full page in a magazine. Had to cost somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 for that ad. It was a full-page mag in a magazine like, I don't know, I remember it was a fashion magazine or Country Life or, you know, one of those kind of magazines. And it was a completely blank white page, the size of the whole, you know, it wasn't like a piece of the page. It's a full-page ad, all white, and dead center in the middle, about the size of a U.S. silver dollar, which is maybe, I don't know, an inch and a half in diameter.
Yeah, in diameter,
Was a little red bullseye target. And, you know, all you had to do was look at it, and you knew it was for what we in the fashionable world refer to as Target, the Target stores, you know, which are kind of like, sort of like, you know, it's like upscale Walmart, you know. But, but you know, to have developed an iconic logo that somebody just has to see the picture and they identify with you. Man, I want that for Mount Falcon's Falcon. I bet you do, too. You're well on the road, fella. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and dive into how Mount Falcon Estate managed to bypass the storm. I heard stories from the Irish Independent, the kind of the USA Today of Ireland, that Alan Maloney was out on the front lawn with fans blowing the big storm away from Mount Falcon. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrilled to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, we've been having a good laugh or two. I'm glad you're with me so you can join into this. I have Alan Maloney, who is the managing partner of Mount Falcon Estate. And it's in County Mayo. For those of you listening in Berkshire County who know all the fine folks who are part of the Pittsfield Sister City Committee, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which is where my studio is the sister city to Ballinagh in County Mayo. And Ballinagh, County Mayo, not to be confused with Killaloe, Ballinagh, and County Clare. They go out of the way to mix you up a bit. If you go about, I'm going to say about 5 miles north of where Mount Falcon is located, you will enter the city of Ballinagh. And, you know, I wish you'd come over and visit, Alan. You'd be very welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to take you up on that at some stage.
You keep promising. You keep promising to the point that I think you're lying. I really. We even have golf courses here. I'll get you out with our senior producer, David Isby. What's your handicap? Do you know?
It's a bad 18, I'm afraid, Stephanie. I don't get much time to play golf these days.
But
that is my official handicap.
Isn't a lower number better? I mean,
a lower number is better.
Oh, okay.
That's why 18 is not good.
I don't think that's true, by the way, because when we were going to Scotland, and we took with us our senior producer and our sound engineer. Our senior producer, David Isby, is quite the avid golfer. I don't know about good, but avid for sure. And David, in order to get tee times for them at the old course, you had to have a handicap below 24. 24 or below. So if you could play at 24, that can't be too terrible. David's was 22. And they said, oh, that's fine. You know, no problem. We'll have them come ahead. And I think Kevin's was around the same. So 18 isn't terrible. I'm sure there are lots of... Listen, you've had Tiger Woods as a guest at Mount Falcon. So I guess compared to him in the height of his heyday, you didn't look so good. But I mean, just on a scale of golfers,
I better plead the Fifth Amendment on that one, as you guys say.
Yeah, but you know, just as a golfer, 18's not bad.
Stephanie, with all due respect, it wouldn't be considered, and rightly so, a particularly good handicap in Ireland. It's kind of average, if you know what I mean. It would. But compared to most of the people that we have, including some of your compatriots that were here last night, who were playing our wonderful Lynx golf courses here, there was a bunch of professionals here last night, and they were ranging from a handicap of 1 to plus 4.
Wow.
So they're extraordinary handicaps as pros. So
wow,
that would put it into perspective. So anyway, 18 wow, wouldn't be particularly proficient, no. And I wouldn't wow, claim to be.
Where did these golfers come from?
They're from all over, actually all over the U.S., but the bulk of them are from not too far from where you guys are, effectively the Boston area, all around Massachusetts, primarily Boston, some of them down for the south as well. But
were any of them part of the Massachusetts Golf Association?
Now that I, be honest, don't know, Stephanie.
I had dinner with them here last night.
I greeted them when they came back in and met them, and I joined them for dinner last night. We had great fun anyway, and they played
sure
Dennis Crone yesterday, and they thought it was one of the best golf courses they've ever played, like most of them do. So,
Where'd they play? Ennis Crone? Where'd you say they played?
So they played Ennis Crone, and they're playing Cairn today.
Okay. Are they going over to Ross's Point?
They are. They're going up to Ross's Point then next, up in Sligo, and then moving on through Donegal. They're playing Merva in Donegal, and then Nairn and Portnew, and they're finishing up their trip in Rosapenna, which is in Donegal, as you may know. So, yeah.
No, I don't know that course. Rosapenna? I don't know that course.
There's two wonderful courses up in Rosapenna, Stephanie. Two wonderful golf courses up there. It's a fabulous of golfing facility. And as I said, that's just on the on the western side of the, right up at the top on Malin Head, then you've got Ballyliffin as well, and there are two courses up there as well. So our whole coastline here, as you know, are just covered with extraordinary links golf courses, you know.
Now, Malin Head, people, in case you don't recall, is the most northern point, not only in the Republic of Ireland, but on the island that is Ireland, including Northern Ireland. Malin Head is in the Republic of Ireland, but it's on the Inishowen Peninsula, which is an extension of County Donegal. It's part of County Donegal, but people think of it as two different places because County Donegal, while it is quite rural and authentically Irishly wonderful, the part that sticks out and goes north and wraps around the top is called Inishowen, but it's part of County Donegal. And there's a wonderful fort there, Fort Dunree. And go ask for John Carty, who is the, I think he's like the head of the Historic Society or something. The man knows everything there is to know on the subject of that fort. But there are other folks there that can walk you through and whatever. Just a great place to visit and gets practically no American visitors, frankly. Every time there's an American visitor, it turns out it's because they listened on my shows. But Malin Head is the very top peak point. And it wraps around the top. It's north of Northern Ireland. And from Malin Head, if being the very top, I'd say probably Mizzen Head or Kinsale, you know, that you're pretty much at the very bottom. And if you had to do the drive in one day, it's an 8-hour trip. It's an 8-hour drive, and you'd be out of your mind to do it in one day. I mean, you just, but that's the story on that. Now, I've been there a number of times, and I love it up there. By the way, people, if you look at the map of Ireland, and you look at Inishowen, that northern part of Donegal, and then look at the coastline of Maine. If you cut them out, they'll fit together. And that whole peninsula, the Inishowen Peninsula, if you love Maine, you will go nuts for Inishowen. Complete with lighthouses and everything. It's just a grand, grand place. But I don't remember seeing a golf course. I remember a golf course across the street, across the road. And there's only like two roads. It's like the Gaspé Peninsula. You got two roads and a cross road in the middle. Across the road from the Gateway, what is it called? The Gateway Hotel? The Gate something Hotel. I think it's the Gateway Hotel. It's sort of in Buncrana, but it's a little north of Buncrana itself. And that's the area. That's Amazing Grace Country. I finally got them to put up a sign there. be nice if they did a little museum, because the guy who wrote the words to Amazing Grace came from that area, from Bunkrana. And it was out in Lough Swilly, that lake, where he was out, you know, being tossed about in a storm, thinking he's never getting home, he's dying in this. Something like the storm you guys might have just come through. We're going to take a quick break and come back. But before I just run another 2 seconds here, across the street from the Inishowen Gateway Hotel, there is a golf course right there. That's the only one I remember. I don't remember seeing other ones. You got to tell me about the one in Malinhead when we come back, Alan. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tonight we sleep.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is himself, the elf. The famous and infamous Alan Maloney, who is the managing partner of the family-owned and operated Mount Falcon Estate. And I'm going to have to sort out how we do this. But it's in County Mayo, and there are times when we have gone to Ireland when our itinerary did not permit us to spend time at Mount Falcon, which is, you know, always difficult for me because, you know, in all the places in the world, Mount Falcon is near the very, very top of my most favorite, most loved places to be. And when I say not just places to stay, but places to be, because there is something inspirational about the estate itself and how beautiful it is and how pampering the staff is and how marvelous the place is. And Lord knows you have attracted more than one celebrity type who has come to stay and be at Mount Falcon. And while it has its own sedate, tasteful elegance, it's as relaxed as it can be. So if you want to wear, not the jeans that you plow the back 40 wearing, but if you want to wear your jeans and a pullover, which we'd call a sweater, and have a drink in the pub or in the bar or in one of the lounges, there are a couple of snuggy corners that I love to crawl into and either read a book or do some writing. And everywhere you look, there's a fireplace. Everywhere you look, and the food is magnificent. And so there are times when, even with that magnetic attraction, my itinerary doesn't allow us to stop and stay over. But the road that you take to go northward, if you're going to Donegal, and for those of you in Pittsfield listening on WBRK 101.7 FM, if you're going to Ballinan, you're coming up from Shannon Airport, you've gone through County Clare and County Galway, and now you're in County Mayo, and you're heading for Ballinagh, you are going to pass Mount Falcon on the left side of the road. What's the number on that road?
It's the N27.
But it's not the N17.
Oh, sorry. The N17 is the main road from Galway that leads into County Mayo.
Right. And
That is the main directional route from Galway. In other words, as you drive north of Galway and come into County Mayo, that is the N17. And then you branch off for Ballinagh, which is the N26, which is where Mount Falcon is based. Yeah.
Well, you see, from the time we leave Galway until we enter Mayo, I have a CD of the Saw Doctors. Cut 2 is the song, the N17. And I roll down the window, and regardless of the wind or the weather, I stick my head out, and I sing, I wish I were on the N17, stone walls and the grass is green. And I think that if you took out that CD and scrutinized it, you'd see there is a deep groove in Cut 2. And I sing and wave to the cows and the sheep as we go by. And then ultimately, we're on the other road, the N, what did you say, 26? That takes...
The N26 to Ballinagh, yeah.
Takes us... And there are times we have been heading for Knock or, somewhere in Donegal or heading up to Inishowen or to Derry. And I'll say to Mark, who's going faster than the speed limit, why don't you make a U-turn? Because we just passed Mount Falcon, and I just got to run in, give everybody a hug. We'll jump back in the car and keep going. And Lord knows that's the truth. We've done that.
I should point out to you that because it caused great controversy here a few weeks ago, because that infamous song, to which you, by the way, did a very good job giving a version of there, that N17, because controversially, that N17 recently has converted to an M17. In other words, a new motorway. That motorway around Galway from Clare finally opened just 2 weeks ago here. So that is now the M17 as
the
opposed
nerve.
To the N17.
The nerve.
But suffice to say, for the benefit of your listeners, it takes a good 40 minutes off that journey from Shannon Airport up here. It's fantastic, really fantastic.
Oh, I'm still going to stick my head out the window and sing the N17, because now when you're on the motorway, you're still going past all of those stone walls and the grass is green. I mean, aren't you passing the same view?
Oh, very much so. Very much so, yeah.
Well, that's the most important
very much so,
part of it.
Yeah. Well, no, it just bypasses some of those traffic jams that were clogging up small little towns like Tuam, Clare, Galway on that route coming up, where the motorway used to come, for example, down to Limerick. It used to stop literally because when the recession came, they literally stopped the construction work on it, and it stopped at Gort. But now they've completed that section, and the road then from Limerick, from Shannon, comes the whole way up. You can go directly into Galway, or you can bypass Galway and come straight up here to Mayo. So it's a huge improvement.
But
the scenery's still the same, Stephanie.
From a touristic point of view, and that's so sad. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what comes to my mind? I can't think of his last name, but you'll know who I mean. His name is Paul. Why do I want to... I can't remember. He was, or if he, that may still be, the general manager of the Clare Galway Hotel. Clare Morris, Clare Galway.
Oh,
you know who I mean.
Yeah, I know who he is. I'm trying to think of his surname, but I know who he is.
He's a tall guy. He looks like
the Hotel Clare Galway.
Right, the Hotel Clare Galway. This bypass is going to bypass that.
That can't be good for business. So there's two arguments, Stephanie, depending on the town. But put it this way, you know, one of the other counter arguments is the fact that they're bypassed, and now people can get access into the town. More people are likely to travel in there, because before it used to be just a big traffic jam, you know. So put it this way, there's pluses and minuses. I mean, from the tourist perspective, the old N17 is still there. It's not gone anywhere. So if they want to take the old route along all those lovely stone walls as it meanders and gets caught through the villages of Clare, Galway, and Tuam, that road is still there. So your listeners can please still continue on that. Anyone who wants to expedite their trip, like I invariably try and do, I'll be on the M17 now.
So let me ask you a question. How long will it take you now to get from Shannon Airport to where Mount Falcon is in Mayo?
I can tell you specifically, because a guest here during the week, the guest to whom I'm referring, 1 hour, 40 minutes. Used to be 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's
an hour,
right.
40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that has some, you know, it has some serious value. But, I mean, there are places like, as you're driving north from Shannon Airport, chances are good you would go through the town of Ennis. And they built, and Ennis was, you want to talk about a bottleneck? Because Ennis is this fabulous shopping city. I mean, it's fabulous. And it's got everything from the darling old, like, 18th, 19th century looking buildings and the cute little shopping streets to a big Dunn store, which is like a JCPenney's. And you'd get stuck there if you weren't going into Ennis. You'd be there for a while because of the traffic, and then they built the bypass. But that, again, wasn't so good for tourism, because people bypassed Ennis, and boom, they just went right by it. You know, it's kind of sad. I think you're going to find me on the old N17 unless I'm in some giant-sized hurry, you know, to get to the airport or something like that. Then I think I might opt for it, because there's something wonderful about meandering. You know, the Tourism Ireland has had campaigns, jump into Ireland, let Ireland take you wherever. You know, I would love to see them do meander through Ireland, because that's really what you need to do. And just meandering around Mount Falcon Estate itself could take you a couple of days. Because you have so much on your grounds. Just give us a quick overview of what you find on the grounds itself of Mount Falcon Estate.
Sure. The estate, just for the benefit of your listeners, is just over 100 acres, and it's entirely circled with mature woodland. So it provides a serenity in terms of it. The hotel is obviously the epicenter, and then I've developed some lodges, which are 3- and 4-bedroom properties that people can rent, for example, for a week while they're here and use it as a base to explore the region. So the estate itself, there's a number of activities. Obviously, we've got a spa, a leisure center, all part of the hotel. But the range of activities on the site include archery, clay-bitten shooting, we've got falconry, we've got trout fishing, and most infamously, we've got salmon fishing, because there's a very famous river that runs through our property here called the River Moy, and it's one of Ireland's most prolific salmon rivers. So we just retain the fishing rights there for the benefits of our guests, and our guests catch an average of 600 to 700 salmon there a year. And the ultimate pleasure, Stephanie, as you know, is that our guests can catch it, and our chefs will cook it for dinner for them in the evening time. So so they'll give you a sense for the types of activities that are available on site here within the estate.
Do you know how much I miss you? You know, it's just fun hearing your voice and having you talk about things that I can conjure up the realistic image of how wonderful it is. And I really encourage my listeners, get yourself to Ireland and make sure that you either stay at Mount Falcon, which you will think you died and went to heaven, but minimally stop, have a drink, have a snack, have a lunch, have a dinner, have a something, and get to walk the grounds a bit and appreciate the place. Stay with me. We have to take a quick commercial break because they're threatening me. We'll be right back.
I did serenade and saraband.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Alan Maloney, managing partner of Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo. I'll get the name put together one day. Again, right now, I really enjoy just saying Mount Falcon. I think there's something very sexy, Alan, about having a very... Well, you know, if you go to Dublin, the Merion is just the Merion. And regardless of what people have said of late about some other newer properties coming on the scene that are quote unquote the best hotel in Dublin, I don't think so. The Merion is just an amazing place and an incredible historic place. And if you go by the Merion, it looks like four townhouses, which it was. What the last one, number 23, is where the Duke of Wellington was born. And so you've got the four townhouses that they took over. They gutted the first level and made all the public rooms. And then on the upper levels, they broke through one townhouse to the next to make the hallway for the bedrooms. And then they built on newer accommodations behind it that you can't see, except when you go upstairs and look out a window. But when you walk by, there's a little teeny tiny brass plaque that's always very well shined that says the Merion, and that's all it says. And it's the size of like a 17-inch laptop. And there's no, you know, big bannery thing or whatever. That there's nothing to indicate that this is a hotel. It's down the street from Upper Merion Park. On the other side of the park is where Oscar Wilde's mother's home was, and it's now a little museum home. And you'd never know it. It's so understated. There's a hotel in New York, the HGU. I have to think twice because I want to say HUG, like hug. But it used to be the Hotel Grand Union, and now it's just the HGU. You walk by the outside, it looks like a private club. It doesn't. So, you know, I think there's something wonderful about somebody saying Mount Falcon and everybody knowing that's that wonderful, glorious place to stay, to dine, to have fun, to fish, to have a marvelous time. And you've got some golfing there now in County Mayo, just a few miles south of the town of Ballina. So you've got, what, a driving range?
Let's see, we do. We have a driving range here on site, just effectively to give people the opportunity, particularly having either flown into Shannon and come up here or into Dublin to come across, just so that after breakfast they can have a good, hearty, wholesome Irish homemade breakfast, hit a bucket of balls here to warm up before they take on the might of the Great Link golf courses, which are all around us here. The nearest one is Enniscrone, Stephanie, which is only 15, 20 minutes drive from here, depending on the traffic going through the town of Ballina. It's a spectacular championship raw links golf courses. Your listener will just love it. There's also two others, both within an hour's drive of here. One of them is called Carn, which is in Belmullet. That's on the northern, northwesterly extremity of our county in County Mayo. That's near the town of Belmullet, literally west of there. The next parish is Newfoundland in Canada. I mean, that's how extreme it is. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous classic links golf course. And the other one then is County Sligo, otherwise known as Ross's Point, which is, again, an hour northeast of here. Just as you cross into the county of beautiful county of Sligo, right in Sligo Bay is a gorgeous links golf course known as Ross Point, County Sligo. So the three of them. So all of our guests, they'll stay here, base themselves here, and they'll access the three golf courses all from here. So it's becoming more and more popular too, because many of these golf courses, Stephanie, in the U.S. particularly, are less heard of. In the sense that, you know, traditionally the North American guest did a typical U-shaped itinerary down in the Southwest, played some of the very, very famous golf courses, you know, many, many of which are considered the bucket list golf courses of Ireland. You know, I'm talking about the likes of, obviously, Tralee, Lahinch, Waterville, all those wonderful golf courses down there, Ballybunion, of course. And these courses up here are just as good. They're just less well-known than they are. But slowly but surely, over the last number of years, more and more people coming up here, put it this way, these are golf courses that are now becoming discovered, and they represent, simply because they're less well-known, exceptional value. So we see more and more people coming up here all of the time from the U.S., and they love the golf courses. They do. So it's a fantastic offering.
Yeah, well, a third of the Lynx golf courses in the world are in Ireland, and half of those are in the northwest of Ireland. So that means a sixth of all the Lynx golf courses in the world are in the northwest of Ireland. I mean, it's quite incredible. So, you know, if you're a golfer, you know, you think you died and went to heaven. Now, when you were talking earlier, you mentioned the spa and leisure center, which we would say leisure center, and we would spell center with E-R, not R-E. But in any event, explain what's in the leisure center.
Yeah, so here, as I mentioned there earlier on, so the hotel is the epicenter. It's located in the center of the 100-acre estate, let's say. And on the southern side elevation is the way I designed a swimming pool and leisure facility, which extends effectively into the woodland. So it's all fully glazed. We've got a 17-meter swimming pool down there, jacuzzi, steam room, sauna, fully air-conditioned gym, fully equipped, and we have 5 treatment rooms down there, spa there. So it's very much a haven within the resort on the basis that you can relax in there, take in the environments of the woodland. We have a team of girls down there offering treatments in the spa, to which our lead product is the LMS, which I'm reliably assured gives great comfort and pleasure to a lot of guests down there. So whether you're the active type guest here who wants to participate in the, you know, the multiple activities we have on site or in the region, or you just want to chill out and relax, the spa is a very, very popular haven, Stephanie, and it's in a lovely environment down there, as you know. So it's as popular as anything else here.
You know, I've never been in that pool.
I haven't either.
Because I'm always too busy. And the next time we come to visit, I got to get my bones into that swimming pool. And you have to understand, people, normally, and this is the reason I asked Alan to give us a few words on the subject. If I say spa, you probably think of a building of whatever size. It's pretty much enclosed, unless it's in Hawaii or the Caribbean where there's a lot of open air and they're doing stuff out on the lawn or the beach or the cliffside or whatever. But this is remarkable, because picture a kind of rounded building, one level high, completely top to bottom glass, but it's a tall ceiling. It's like a conservatory room, all glass around, surrounded by the woods. And when you look through that glass, there's the pool. So when you're in the pool, you're looking out into, you feel like you're outside in the woods, but you're in a glass enclosed, amazing shaped building. It's nothing at Mount Falcon is plain. It's all very special. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Alan, stay on the line with me. I want to have a short chat with you while we go into the top of the hour news. Everybody else, come back after the top of the hour. We have so much more to talk about today. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.